And good afternoon, everyone. This is Pastor David, Berean Baptist Church, Fayetteville, North Carolina. News and Focus Commentary for Thursday, September the 20th. I had an article catch my eye on ChristianPost.com in the entertainment section because I recognized the name that was in the article. And it was a name that I probably really haven't heard much recently, a name that would have been pretty famous for young people when I was in my younger years, maybe in college, and a little bit after that, actually before I came to know Christ as my Savior. And so I was very involved in this kind of aspect of society, which is rap music. And so this name kind of jumped out at me. So before I start that, I want to read a little bit of scripture, and you'll kind of maybe see where I'm going on this. 1 Timothy 3. Obviously, we know this is about bishops and deacons. 1 Timothy chapter 3 says, "This is a true saying. If a man desire the office of a bishop, he desires a good work. A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach, not given to wine, no striker, not greedy of filthy lucre, but patient, not a brawler, not covetous, one that rules well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? Not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride he fall into the condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without, lest he fall under reproach in the snare of the devil. Likewise must the deacons be grave, not double-tongued, not given to much wine, not greedy of filthy lucre, holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. And let these also first be proved, then let them use the office of a deacon, being found blameless. Even so must their wives be grave, not slanderers, sober, faithful in all things. Let the deacons be the husbands of one wife, ruling their children and their own house as well. For they that have used the office of a deacon well, purchase to themselves a good degree and great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus." All right, that seems pretty straightforward. It seems like we have some very clear directives. We could jump over to Titus 1 and get some more clarity on that, but we'll hear a lot of the same things. But it seems like God has laid out a very specific list of qualifications for somebody to be a bishop or an overseer or a deacon in a church. Right? So here's the title of the article we're going to look at today, posted on September 17th by Christine Tomasos. DMX, that's the rapper I was referencing earlier, DMX ordained as deacon, releasing gospel album this Christmas? Question mark. So here's what it says. Earl DMX Simmons may be a well-known rapper, but the 41-year-old Yonkers, New York native recently revealed that he was ordained as a deacon in his church. While Simmons said he has read through his Holy Bible in its entirety, the rapper admits that he may have some soul-searching to do before preaching from the pulpit. "Yeah, I read the whole Bible. I've just been made a deacon at the church I used to go to, Morningstar. I would like my first sermon to be there or in Yonkers," the rapper said in a Global Grind interview about the church in Arizona that ordained him. "The biggest step is not in the studying, reading, but the warning to change the way you live, wanting different things for yourself and making that change, because if you still want to drink and smoke, you could read as much as you want. That doesn't mean you're ready." Still, the rapper said he is happy with his life and sees himself changing. "I just find myself happy with the simple things," Simmons said in a Global Grind interview, "appreciating the blessings God gave me, enjoying my kids more, just changing." The rapper recently released a 7th studio album on September 11th called Undisputed and donated proceeds from his sales to victims of the terrorist attack that took place 11 years ago. In his recently released documentary titled Undisputed Uncut, the rapper revealed that he would also release a gospel album in the near future. "But they're not ready for my track yet," DMX said of a new spiritual song in his documentary. "Not until I hit them with the whole gospel album. The gospel record will be right around Christmas." Simmons has been including prayers in his performances for years and gave his audience a special message at a recent Rock the Bells concert this month. After closing his show with a prayer and acknowledging Jesus Christ, the rapper said, "No matter where you at, he will find you and help you leave the negative behind you." Now, before I get into this, let me just say that I hope that DMX has found Jesus Christ, or maybe more accurately, that Jesus Christ has found DMX and has made positive changes in his life, has given him a direction, has given him a savior to follow. My issue here is the idea that we have a church ordaining this man as a deacon. As I just mentioned with 1 Timothy 3, we have a laundry list of requirements that one must fulfill in order to qualify as a deacon in the Church of Jesus Christ. So we had a church, this Morningstar Church in Arizona, that ordained him as a deacon. And we saw the list of things that were there: blameless, husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, good behavior, control of his house, not double-tongued, not given to wine, not greedy of filthy lucre. And I don't want to discourage DMX from the Christian faith, but I think being a deacon and being a leader, and he even mentioned preaching, which is outside the role of a deacon, so maybe we're talking about more of a bishop sort of role, or a preacher and teacher sort of role, and obviously he needs to be held to a higher standard. Let me tell you a little bit about it. It says in 1998 and 99, DMX was tried for rape and sodomy, sexual abuse, and unlawful imprisonment. The case was dismissed when the DNA didn't match. DMX was on a tour in 1999, during which he was arrested for charges of a stabbing at a tour stop in Boston. He was cleared of that charge as well. He had another assault charge during the same year in his hometown of Yonkers. DMX and his wife were arrested in 1999 after his uncle and then manager was accidentally shot at a hotel in New Jersey, charged with animal cruelty and possession of crack cocaine and weapons. He successfully plea bargained, which reduced his sentence to paying fines, probation, and community service. When officers of Fort Lee Police Department executed a search of his home in 1999, DMX promptly surrendered himself on weapons possession charges. Okay, also, DMX is the father of 10 children. He was married to Shara Simmons in 1999, and they were married for 11 years. Divorced now. In July 2010, Shara announced her separation just 2 weeks following his release from prison. DMX had multiple extramarital affairs during his marriage, some of which produced children. So all those children are not from his wife. DNA testing confirmed that he's the father of at least two of these children. The first was born in Maryland, second born in 2008. And he's had claims with that, and with child support, paternity suits. After testing proved that he was the father, he was ordered to pay this mother of his child $1.5 million. He served a 15-day jail sentence in 2000 for possession of marijuana. Following a concert in Buffalo, New York in March of 2000, he was arrested from a vehicle on New York State Route 33. He was charged with aggravated unlicensed operation of a motor vehicle, speeding, failure to signal, driving without a license, failure to notify the DMV of an address change, and possession of marijuana. He failed to appear at the court hearing, which led to a warrant for his arrest. He later turned himself in, pled guilty, and was sentenced to 15 days in jail and fined $400. He served another jail sentence in 2001 for driving without a license for possession of marijuana. His appeal to reduce the sentence was denied. He was charged with assault for throwing objects at prison guards. He entered rehab to treat his addiction to drugs in 2002. June 2003, he's arrested for using indecent language during a performance at St. Kitts and Nevis. The country's information minister alleged that the contract signed before the concert stipulated the show would be without indecent language on stage. He was released on $376 bail. Arrested in June 2004 at JFK International Airport on charges of cocaine possession, criminal impersonation, criminal possession of a weapon, criminal mischief, menacing, and driving under the influence of drugs or alcohol while barking and claiming to be a federal agent and attempting to carjack a vehicle. He was given a conditional discharge, pled guilty to violating parole. He was sentenced to 70 days in jail on November 18, 2005 for violating parole. The lateness charge added a 10-day extension to the original 60-day sentence. He was released early on good behavior on December 30th, 2005. Now, let me say what happens next, and this relates to our article. In 2009, DMX claimed he would pursue preaching in Jersey City, New Jersey, but also will continue to produce music. He completed a gospel album prior to his incarceration. According to MTV, he has semi-retired to study the Bible, more in an effort to give messages behind the pulpit. That was in 2009. He pled guilty to charges of drug possession, theft, and animal cruelty at a hearing on December 30, 2008. He was sentenced to 90 days in jail on January 31, 2009. May 22, 2009, he enters a plea agreement, change of plea, and pled guilty to attempted aggravated assault. After serving 4 out of 6 months for violating drug probation, DMX was released from jail on July 6, 2010. That day, a television pilot was filmed to portray his road to recovery. However, DMX was arrested 3 weeks later, and the pilot did not evolve into a series. On July 27, 2010, DMX turned himself into the Los Angeles Metropolitan Court for a reckless driving charge he received in 2002. He was sentenced to serve 90 days in jail. He was arrested in Maricopa County, Arizona on November 19, 2010, on charges of violating his probation by consuming alcohol at a performance. He served the full 12-month jail sentence. On December 20th, 2010, DMX was moved to the mental health unit of the Arizona State Prison and released on July 18th of 2011. He was arrested again on August 24th, 2011 for speeding, recorded as 102 in a 65-mile-an-hour zone, reckless driving, driving with a suspended license. All right. He's also suing the police department because he says that that was not correct. So I'm almost out of breath from reading that list of transgressions that he's had with the law, the extramarital affairs, the multiple children, the children outside of marriage, the divorce from his wife. And I say all this to say, you know what, if God chooses to save DMX, then he can absolutely save him. I'm not saying that I'm any less of a sinner than this man is, and that my faith in Christ is any more easy or different than the faith that DMX could have in Christ. But my problem is there is a church in Arizona that ordained this man to be a deacon in the church. He's obviously talking to somebody about preaching in a pulpit in a church, and he doesn't meet maybe one of these requirements to be a deacon. I think it's more of a commentary on a church in this country that would feel okay ordaining a deacon with this kind of history, even after his profession of faith. And again, I'm not saying he has to be perfect, but there doesn't seem to be a lot of fruit that's coming off here. And especially if you've got a believer that's this immature, are we going to put him in a position of authority in the church? Are we going to put him in a position of educating other believers in the church? Scripture is clear on what a deacon is supposed to be, and this man does not qualify. I just thought it was just an egregious violation of scriptural requirements for being a deacon. And if I was a deacon in a church, I would be a little bit offended that this man wants to take on the exact same title as I would have serving in the body of Christ. I thought that was worth looking at. If you were at a church that would even think about ordaining a man with this kind of laundry list of transgressions in a position of leadership, then I would look for a new church. Now, would we welcome this man in to a church service with open arms? Absolutely. But you're not going to be a leader in the church if you can't measure up to the standards that are clearly put forth in Scripture for those who are going to serve in the body of Christ. If you have any comments on this commentary, please feel free to post them directly on sermonaudio.com, or you can send me an email, dmcmanus, dmcmanus.bbc@gmail.com.